All right. Well, hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Eddie Freeman, and I'm speaking to you live this morning from the beaches of the world. It's summertime, and the living is easy, and the fish are jumping, and blah, blah, blah. I'm here today in Hull, Massachusetts, Nantasket Beach. The tide's going out, which means it is just a beautiful day to be at a beach, and it's a beautiful time to be in this company, and I appreciate all of you taking this next 15 to 30 minutes to be on this training call here for KZ1, and things are really starting to happen. For those of you that have been listening these last few weeks, wow. I mean, some of the testimonials we're hearing, the rank-ups, the new people coming on board, and I think everybody is realizing, you know, that it is the new blood that is always going to be the lifeblood of your organization. And if you're not out there every day recruiting, if your goal is to make a couple thousand dollars a week, $100,000 a year, and for many of you on this call, that's not just your goal, that's just what your starting point. And if that's what you want, there's only one way to do it. You got to recruit your way. Don't wait for your downline to do it, because remember, network marketing is duplication. And if you're sitting there on your hands and not picking up the phone, guess what? That's what's going to duplicate throughout your organization. I promise you that's not what you want. You've got to be out there gathering customers, hunting for distributors, and doing what all the successful people before us have done to create fortunes in network marketing. And certainly you're not going to rank up without it. And we heard people rank up. We just had a new rank up. And since KZ1 started, up to this point, there's only been one person that had ranked up to J. And that was Lelania. Now, we had, in our last company, we had people that had hit the level of Jade and above. But since KZ1 started, and we shipped our first product on May 24th, 1 year ago, so it's been about 54 weeks, we only had one up until about a week ago. And this young man is taking it by storm. And anyway, he's over in Florida. He just recently hit the rank of Jade, and with that, I want to say good morning over in Florida to my friend Jeremy Sexsmith. Good morning, Jeremy.
Morning, Eddie. Thanks for having me.
Well, hey, it's a pleasure being here. So if you wouldn't mind, what I'd like to do is just ask a little bit about your background. Now, you're not new to network marketing, are you? You've kind of done this before in your life.
You could say I've been around the block with direct sales for sure.
So you, I know that you were in another company where you would, you know, hit the blue diamond level in that one, which is, you know, pretty much as high as you can be. And for those of you that don't know, Jeremy's dad was my upline in my very first network marketing company. So I know the Sexton family a long time, and I know that Jeremy is out there and kicking it. So the first question is, why are you here? A guy like you that has reached the top of a network marketing company that has all types of experience in the industry, you've certainly learned from the best and the best in that company. Why are you here?
That's a great question, Eddie. And I'm really here because of the innovation that I see KZ1 going through and the opportunity that it can bring to individuals. And it's almost like a startup, right? We have a foundation. We have the building blocks, but we're able to offer an opportunity to individuals that in companies that have been around for 20, 25 years or more can't offer. And so I took a good look at this company, and I said, they're going in the right direction. I can empower people, and I can make a difference in people's lives. And I love it. I'm excited.
So obviously, gathering from that, certainly the timing is good. But let's face it, network marketing companies open up all the time, and there's always going to be the new one. And so what are some of the other things that a leader like yourself looks for before they make such a crucial decision to get started in a network and a brand new opportunity?
Well, you have to look at the economics, right? You have to look at the company. Is it a solid company? Do they have the money to innovate and make changes as society dictates? and who are the leaders behind it? Who's running the company? Are they in a position to make the necessary changes? Can they look into the future and can they predict what is going to happen in our economy and to put products and services in place that can empower us to move forward to build a successful business? And you have to have a corporate team that is visionary and they have the know-how, they have the money, and that they're able to do that. And that is key. You have to have it, and we have it with KZ1.
So based on that, do you also think, I mean, because some people say, well, if you got that stuff, it doesn't even matter what your products are. But, I mean, long term, do you think it's important that you've got the right type of product?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And if you look at what's going on in our economy right now, we've kind of got a gig economy going on. And it's a situation where you have people, and this is, you know, I step back, Eddie, and I kind of take a look and I go, you always, when you're looking at somebody, you have to know who you're talking to, right? You can always bring a horse to water, but he might not necessarily want to drink. But if you take that horse and you run him around for a few miles and you bring him to that same water, there's a more chance that he's willing to drink. And we have something that is going on right now in our economy here in the U.S. and worldwide that we can see that more people are looking for another way to create incomes. And you can see that in just the simple thing is Airbnb and Uber. People are having second, third ways of making extra income. And we're able to provide a solution that fits in this gig economy because we can go out and say we can make life-changing incomes and you can go walk the beaches of the world, right? Or if you just want to make a couple extra $100 or a couple $1,000, we can fit into this gig economy and it can give you an extra avenue to make extra income. Now, in order for that to happen, you have to have products that people like and people want, and they work. And the funny thing is, Eddie, is that most people, they get a job at around 20, 22, and they stop at 65, and they hate what they're doing. 85% of the people work a whole lifetime at something that they don't like. And so if we can provide a different avenue by knowing that people are looking, everybody, for the most part, is looking for something to add to their bottom line. And we have a way that we can fulfill that. And that's where I think KZ1, the team, and the products, and Nick, I'm not sure what you have let out of the bag, but, you know, Nick has some very innovating new products in the pipeline that I'm super excited about. And I think you are too.
Well, there's no question about that. So obviously you use the products, you're sharing the products. You know, somebody hits a level of jade and they hear, oh, he was from another network marketing company. And the first thing they think is, oh, he just brought his whole downline over with him and that's how he did it. But you see, I've known you for some time, Jeremy, and I understand the integrity you work with. You still have close family members in the other company. So my guess is you did not raid your old downline to do this, did you?
Oh, zero. You know, I couldn't do that. You know, like you said, my family is very active and very successful in the other company. And I've been, you know, it seems like all my life with that company. So the majority of the people that I knew, I've already brought into the business. And it was a different business, different company. So if I were
makes,
to go...
Makes it a little harder to rank up, doesn't it, Jeremy? Not as easy as your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, if I go after them, it's actually like stealing from my family. And so
right.
I couldn't do that. So it's constantly, you know, putting yourself out in front of people and you know, you have to know who you're presenting to and who you're talking to. You know, you can't go sell a Ferrari to somebody that can't buy a bicycle. right?
Right.
But you can go out and put yourself in front of people that are looking to buy a bicycle or looking to buy a Ferrari. The story's still the same. You know, it's just the amount of work that they're willing to put in. Because the person that can buy the Ferrari might not put the effort needed to build a successful business, but that person that wants to buy a bike, man, sometimes they are the hungriest people. They will go over and above to share this opportunity.
Well, you know, Jeremy, that, I guess, is going to lead me to my next question, and it's a question I get often. So when you are looking to share this opportunity with people, do you have a set type of person? Do you only work with, you know, wealthy people, lawyers, doctors, accountants, or, you know, what type of people are you looking for personally to bring into a company like KZ1?
Well, I look for, the first thing is if I'm meeting them for the first time, if they smile at me. Because if they smile, you know, it's a friendly face, and they're generally going to be happy, and we can have a conversation. But, you know, I look for everybody. I don't put a label on anybody. Because my past experiences, I know that some of the most successful people in the industry come from people that used to be scrub toilets for a living, you know, have no educational background, you know, didn't even graduate high school. So you never know who's sitting there in front of you. All you can do is give them the necessary information that at the end of the day, they can go home and make a business decision. And that's all you can ask for, you know, is that they're open-minded, that they're willing to listen, and at the end of the day, if they make a choice, they're going to do one of a few things. They're going to say, yes, I want to build a business. Yes, I want to try the product. Or no, thank you. And then if you get no, thank you, you go, great, thanks, and next. Because there's too many people in this world to waste time to try to convince somebody that says no. You have waitresses that come at your table in the morning and ask if you want coffee, right? They hear no 100 times a day. They just go to the next person and they ask the next person, would you like a cup of coffee? Well, that's kind of where we are. What we do is if they smile, friendly, give them the information, and they can self-select themselves. You cannot convince anybody to do a business that they don't want to do.
And obviously, if you're in Utah, the coffee thing, you're going to get a lot of no's. So,
for sure.
So basically, so you're not pre-qualifying people. You're pretty much, you want to speak pretty much anybody. It doesn't matter if they've got network marketing experience or not, because quite frankly, none of us in network marketing ever did it before. You know, we all came from another background. I don't think any of us went to grad school, you know, went to school for 7 years, although it seems like we're learning every day. And I know that you learn from a lot of the same people I learn from, which is why you and I do the business the same way so often. So let's say I'm a brand new person, Jeremy. I've not done network marketing before. I'm green. I'm a rookie, and I know that you've had success before. You've chosen this company. I've met you one way or the other, and you've made this presentation. If you use the tools, and I have decided I'm going to join you, what are some of the first things you are going to instruct me to do as you are my mentor?
Well, so the first thing, Eddie, is if you decide to join me, we're actually creating a partnership. So we're going to have a relationship where I'm going to ask you to do a few things, and in return, you're going to get a few things back from me. And it's going to be a fun business relationship. First thing is to go home, sit down, and write a list of everybody that you know, right? And I mean, think back to your hairdresser from 10 years ago. You know, and just write a list down and don't pre-select anybody. And then when you have that list down, we're going to set up a time where you're going to make a phone call with me on the line. We're going to do a three-way call. You're going to introduce me, and we're going to do a quick business presentation to see if the person on the other end is interested. And by the time we do 5 to 10 of these, you're going to have enough knowledge and information from listening to me do the presentations that you're not going to need me to do them anymore. And you're going to be off running doing them yourself. And that's the way the beauty of this business works, is because it's really simple. People tend to overcomplicate things, but it's a really simple business.
And so you keep it simple, and it seems like it's a true cycle of duplication, which is really what you're teaching, because as you're showing the business to the prospect at the same exact time, you're teaching me how to show the business. And after I do 5 or 10 calls with you, I'm now ready to take your position. Yeah, Jeremy, I think that's brilliant. It's pretty obvious. You and I have gone to the same school of MLM. You know what? It may be old school, and I know Jeremy out today. You know, listen, I'm a real dinosaur in this industry, and you're a lot younger than me, but in ways you're a dinosaur as well, because we still do it old school ways, and there's a lot of people, they want to take the shortcut. They want to just use the internet. Personal touch with people is so much more important. Jeremy, I want to just ask you one other question here. If you were to give a piece of advice, and I know it's tough to give one piece of advice, but you know, we have a lot of people that are listening to this call live, and I want to keep this call short today because it's going to be up on KZ1 Central by Monday at the latest, so people can hear this as a real training call. My question is, if you had that piece of advice to a person, whether they just started KZ1 and network marketing yesterday, or maybe they've been here for a year already, what advice would you give that person?
Oh, you're right, Eddie. There's so many good pieces of advice. You know, I would have to say that in order to be successful, you have to be a product of the product. And that means you have to have your own testimonials. You have to like the product. You have to use the product. When somebody comes into your household and you're sitting down and you bring out Edge or anything like that and start making in front of it, you're going to create curiosity. If you're not drinking Edge, you know, or taking any of the other products, you're leaving yourself a big, it's almost you're putting yourself in a position to fail, because you have to be a product of the product in order to succeed. You have to like the product. You have to like the business. By all facts, you have to have fun. This business should not be stressful at all. It should be a fun business. I would have to say, key, hands down, you have to be a product of the product, so you have your own testimonials. And your testimonials don't have to be over and above. They can just be, it makes me feel better, and it actually does. These products are great. We have a bunch more coming out. Nick's really, putting the screws together for this company to pop out some more products that is going to be more beneficial to all of us. And that's just going to be another thing we put in our pipeline to help grow this company.
Well, Jeremy, I want to tell you, I appreciate everything you've said here. I think what I'm hearing is I don't need to learn. I don't have to worry about learning every ingredient in the product and what exactly berberine does. It's more important that I get my own story. I have fun. And Jeremy, all I can tell you is this. The simplicity with which you explain this today, in my opinion, is absolutely brilliant. And I would urge all of you on this call, as it gets up there, and again, it should be up by Monday at the latest, that you use this as a training. And when you bring a new person into the business, you have them listen to something like this, because that's how we all learn. Obviously, you're not going to learn any better than when you do what Jeremy said to do, because, you know, in that plan of action and as you're doing three-way calls with your upline, the person that brought you in, is how you learn it. But this is a good starting point right here. And Jeremy, I just want to let you know, I appreciate you being here, and it won't be long before you continue to rank up and rank up, and you're at the top of this comp plan. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. We are a better company because you're here. So, Jeremy Sexsmith, thank you, thank you. And everybody, I appreciate you being here today. We love you, and this is a prime reason why you can't miss any one of these calls, because you never know what little gem you're going to hear that day that all of a sudden you hear and say, wait a minute, that's the key. Anyway, I appreciate all of you. And again, Jeremy, thank you, love you. And it won't be long, folks, before we're all in Hawaii together. Aloha from Nantasket Beach. And again, thank you, Jeremy. Bye.
Thanks, Patty.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you, Jeremy.